The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, Irish Business Against Litter released their anti-litter league table earlier today, and it showed that coffee cup litter was at its highest level since 2023. But what's behind the increase and what can we do to combat it? Well, joining us to tell us more is Colin O'Byrne, Programme Director at environmental charity Voice Ireland, and Rosie Sharp, Creative Director at Hubbub, a UK environmental charity. Rosie, I'll come to you in a moment, but I just want to talk to Colin first. Colin, are you surprised at this finding by Irish Business Against Litter about the issues being caused by disposable coffee cups?
Good afternoon, Shane. Thanks for having us. No, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, coffee is a very tasty drink, aren't it? You know, and we're very fond of it in this country. The issue, of course, is how it's sold to us. And that's in the single-use coffee cups. And then the lack of facilities to collect them properly. And like, we would argue that actually we have the so-called latte levy, which is a term I really don't like. It sounds like we're going after latte drinkers specifically. But we have all this single-use packaging, and there's just too much of it. I mean, the best estimate we have for the amount of cups that are sold per hour are 22,000, which sort of rounds off at just about 500,000 a day. Of these coffee cups, which we use for about 15 minutes and throw in the bin, you know, to no good end. And there's huge costs associated then with collecting that and treating it and everything else. So, it's not the greatest issue we're facing in the world at the moment, but it is an issue that we know that we can address and that we should address.
Yeah, when you think of those figures, 175 million coffee cups going into landfill or incinerators every year. It's a huge amount of waste. Whatever, I know you don't like the term, but whatever happened to the latte levy? Is it gone, or has it just been long fingered?
It's hiding in the long grass. It's been kicked to touch by a repeated minister. It's something of a political hot potato the last while. And you know, there's valid reasons for that. I mean, you know, the economic conditions in the country, I mean, yeah, the GDP and all that's fine, but for small businesses and independent businesses, a huge amount of cost. And, you know, what minister wants to be the one who could have a finger point out saying, oh, you're adding more cost to us? Now, we in Voice would argue that actually the levy properly sort of instituted with a good framework, a good infrastructure around it for reuse, then it's not going to be a cost in the long run. In fact, you should see costs going down for businesses. But, you know, it's a sensitive issue, to be honest.
Yeah, okay.
And one that's been left alone.
Bear with us, Colin, because I do want to come back to you, but I want to bring Rosie Sharp in, our creative director at Hubbub in the UK. Rosie, am I right in saying you've kind of piloted an alternative scheme? Was it in Glasgow you did it?
Hi, yeah, that's right. Last year in January, we launched a scheme called Borrow Cup, which was live at over 50 cafes in Glasgow, and the aim was to make it easier for people to borrow and return a reusable cup. We know that 3/4 of people own a reusable cup, but only about 1/3 of us use one at least once a month. So our plan, the way Borrow Cup worked, was that you could borrow and return a reusable cup for just a £1 deposit. And we had major brands and local cafes participating, which included Costa Coffee, Cafe Nero and Burger King, to try and make it as easy as possible for you to borrow and return a reusable cup from wherever you buy your coffee from.
And did it work? What impact did it have?
Yeah, so within 9 months, we saved 67,000 disposable cups, and that many borrow cups were used, which we're really pleased with. And we saw it worked best in places where people were staying on site and enjoying their drink for a bit longer. So places like museums, leisure centres, libraries or hospitals. Whereas on the high street where customers were in a rush and staff have to serve you quickly, it was a bit more of a challenge to get people to choose the reusable option, which is why that charge on disposable cups can be a really good incentive to nudge people towards a reusable option so that they can avoid the fee and be encouraged to use a reusable cup.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, I think the pilot scheme has come to an end. I mean, is it something that will be revisited on a more permanent basis, do you think?
Yeah, there's still some cafes that are running the scheme in Glasgow. And at the moment, we're exploring a slightly different scheme that we'll be launching in Bristol, which will work a bit differently, where all drinks will be served in reusable cups as standard, and there won't be a £1 deposit to borrow the cup. So So that will mean it's much easier to get everybody using a reusable cup, and the test will be whether we can get people to return those cups so that they can be washed and used again.
Is that a worry that people will just keep the disposable cup or the returnable cup and not come back with it?
Potentially, if people keep it and reuse it, then we're very happy with that.
Yeah.
But the focus is on having lots of return bins across the location where we're trialing this new scheme, so that it's basically the same as putting a disposable cup in a rubbish bin. You're just putting a reusable cup in a bin where they will then be collected, washed and returned to cafes to be used again.
Okay. Last question, just Rosie, on the Glasgow initiative. Like, I've been at matches where you get a beer in a cup, and you bring the it's a plastic cup, but it's a bit better than a disposable one, and you get a euro or whatever it is when you bring that back. Is that similar to what you used in Glasgow? Was it kind of a hard plastic cup, or what did it look like?
Yeah, it was a hard plastic cup, more like a reusable coffee cup than the type you might get at sports venues or gigs. Yeah, it was a pretty nice cup that you could get for a pound, but we did get a 78% return rate. So even though it was quite a good reusable cup, people were still bringing that back in Glasgow to get their pound back.
Okay, good stuff. Rosie, thanks indeed for talking to us. Keep up the good work at Hubbub. Let's bring Colin O'Byrne back in. Colin, can we do something similar here, do you think?
I think we can, Shane. We recently visited Denmark, Copenhagen and Aarhus, two cities there that have these reusable pilots for coffee cups and, you know, packaging on the go, which where a lot of this waste is really coming from. Us buying stuff and then walking away with it, eating or drinking it. And so what they did was, same kind of thing Rosie was touching on there. The cafes have the cups. I go in and get my coffee. There's a deposit placed on the point of sale on the cup. I go out and have my coffee, finish it. Now, around the town in Copenhagen, for example, there's around 30 return points. I try and be close to one. They're all very close by. I go up. I scan the QR code, put the thing in, my account gets the deposit back. The cups are collected, washed, redistributed to the cafes, and off we go again. So you're getting the thing to use coffee cup. I'm using it once, but it's a cup that can be reused over and over again.
Okay.
And it cuts down on the amount of waste, single use coffee cup waste to a huge degree.
Two quick questions.
And it makes it easy. That's the thing, it makes it easy.
Yeah,
for
no, it does. Two quick questions, Colin, before I let you go. If I was to walk in now with my keep cup into a coffee shop in Dublin City Centre, would they serve me my Americano or whatever in that cup?
Lots of places will. In fact, there's one place comes to mind, I think, Red 41, that doesn't sell single-use coffee cups at all. So if you went in looking for a coffee and you didn't have your cup, well, unless you want to stick it in your pocket.
Okay.
Yeah.
A listener's got in touch to say, why are there no bins available for compostable cups and lids? You purchase a coffee in a compostable cup, but end up having to put it in a litter bin.
No, that's an excellent point. So the compostable cups, sort of, they speak to that part of us that goes, you know what, I'm making a decision here that's good for the environment. And to be honest, it's a bit of greenwashing. But there are no compostable bins about the place. I'd be amazed 5% of them compostable cups made their way into organic bins at all. So yeah, they're a bit of a cod, to be honest with you.
Yeah, okay. Patrick says, the problem with reusable cups is they are plastic. I don't do plastic because heated plastic isn't a good idea. Another people says, why do Irish people insist on taking away coffees instead in Italy, where you go and have a swift coffee, no waste? That's a cultural difference, isn't it?
That's incredible, Shane. I had that exact conversation with an Italian woman years ago, saying, oh, this is a dreadful problem. And she just looked at me and laughed like a silly Irishman. Goes, why don't you just sit down and drink your coffee like an Italian?
Very civilised. Colin, thanks indeed for talking to us. Colin O'Byrne there, Programme Director at Voice Ireland, and before that, Rosie Sharp, Creative Director at Hubbub. Loads of text coming through already.
Tons. In fairness, the Italians, they don't even sit down. They stand at a bar.
I love it.
And it's an espresso. We don't really drink espresso here in big numbers. It's all Americanos and lattes and cappuccinos. Yeah, I walk a minimum of 10K a day and pass numerous coffee shops. I see very few of any coffee cups on the ground. I don't understand people's obsession with them. Why are these nanny staters depriving me of my favourite way of drinking coffee, says Dec?
Dec, does 200 million a year go to. I don't think we can deny there's 200 million coffee cups go to the bins every year. So it is an issue. We should be charged to use a takeaway cup and extra for the lid. Most times we don't need it.
I think that's the best idea, because first of all, if I went into somewhere and somebody mentioned a coffee shop in Dublin earlier and said, oh, we don't even serve single use cups, I'm hooked on coffee. If I didn't have a keep cup with me, wanted a coffee, walked in and somebody said, we're not serving you, I would probably never darken the door of the place again. But I don't mind being given a discount for having a keep cup I'm paying more if I don't have a keep cup, because that's kind of fair enough, no?
Yeah. No, I live in New York. It's common practice, even in Starbucks, to use two coffee cups if the coffee's hot. Insanity and infuriating when I see it.
And someone else says, Shane, I use a slim, lightweight flask for my coffee. Best thing ever. Keeps it hot and no spillage. Do keep your texts coming in, because coffee cups aren't going anywhere, and they are a scourge in our ditches and our streets and our gutters and all that kind of stuff.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.